You know, Cam's mentality was exactly what we needed at the time. You know, he injected some confidence in our program, in our offense, and everybody that he interacted with. Carson comes in with a wealth of games under his belt. I mean, if you look at the games he's played in, that's probably the biggest difference between the two is Cam was like lower level and in Washington State. Carson's played in a national championship, SEC championship. Like, he's played in the biggest games that are out there, so nothing's really going to ever phase him in that sense. And so he just has a lot of experience and has played a lot of football, and his football IQ is off the chart. Obviously, personalities, they're different in a very good way. Not everybody's going to be the same. But the amount of experience that both of those guys bring with them is awesome.
And, Coach, one thing you can't deny is 24-3 as a starter. I mean, that's an outstanding record.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of people talk about it, but I hear them talk about a lot of quarterbacks that haven't played a game, you know, in the national media. But yeah, he's won a lot of games. And in a certain conference that everybody likes to talk about, but for some reason, you know, he's going under the radar right now, which is exactly the way that I want it, exactly the way he wants it, and so he'll be ready to play.
Okay, Coach, last year your offense led the nation 537 yards per game. Nobody, in my opinion, is talking enough about the fact that you had a 1,000-yard rusher in Martinez. It flew completely under the radar.
No doubt. I mean, we've ran the ball efficiently every year, just gotten better. Last year, we were very efficient in the run game, which is the reason that you can be productive in other areas. You know, if you run the ball like we do, it opens up. It makes people come down and play the box, so it opens up areas in the back end that get exposed by really elite quarterbacks, very accurate quarterbacks. And so it is the key to what we do. I know everybody gets enamored with some other things, but running the ball efficiently is the key to what we do. Now, when we get to it, you know, we choose to get to it in different ways at times, but sometimes we come out and we hammer first, and sometimes we come out and we spread them out first, but ultimately we're always going to get to it, and it's our running back room this year is as good as it's been since I've been here, and so we're going to lean on those guys and the guys up front for sure at times in every game.
All right, Coach, the offensive line brings back a ton of starts, but James Brockmeyer, the center, he was a great addition. He's kind of sets the front every single play.
He does, and in our offense, the center is vitally important. Not everybody puts as much on their centers as we do. They have to communicate in a way that those guys have to be in tune and have a very high football IQ of what's going on our end and the other side. And so, and James has got that. I mean, he's very smart. He spends a lot of time up here. And so, you know, we're very fortunate to have him, and he really is the starting point of our offense every snap. And so if he doesn't do his job, then guess what? Like, we don't have a chance to do our job. So I'm excited about him and what he brings to the group, and he's a very solid force in the middle, a very talented kid.
Tight end position, you lose Elijah Arroyo, second-round pick, number 50 overall. You bring in Elijah Lofton and then Bauman and a whole bunch of other guys. A lot of production is expected out of that room.
No doubt. And, look, it's next guy up. I mean, we can't have people forever. Eventually, they got to go play in the National Football League. Elijah, great, you know, great player here. And so Lofton, everybody has seen spurts of what he can do, you know, as a young player. And so now it's his time. And so, and Alex has came in and had a great camp. I feel very comfortable with either one of those guys on the field doing everything that we do on offense. And so I do think overall with the tight end position and the skill positions, we're going to be a little bit different than last year in the sense that we have more depth. So we are going to rotate guys a little bit more. And so, but ultimately, I think what you're going to see with that group is the production of those guys are going to be vital to our offense, obviously, because we use tight ends in a lot of different ways. I mean, they got to play receiver, they got to be in the backfield blocking. I mean, they got to do everything, and those guys are more than capable of doing everything we ask them to do, and they can make big plays with the ball in their hand, which, in my opinion, is the key.